Yesterday we celebrated the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter, and so today is our first opportunity to return to the themes of Lent, and both of our readings have to do with fasting. And so let me read both of them for you. The first from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, cry out, full-throated and unsparingly, lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due them, please to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it, afflict ourselves and you take no note of it? Lo, on your fast day you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish? Of keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This, rather, is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. And then let me read the much briefer text from the Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus answered them, can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. The Gospel of the Lord. I suppose if our focus were primarily on the Gospel, we could entitle our reflections to fast or not to fast. For indeed, here we enter into this dispute that occurs at times within the Gospels, this contrast between John the Baptizer and his disciples, and Jesus and his disciples, where John comes across as the more ascetic of the two, we might say, whereas Jesus seems to socialize at times with drunkards and sinners. But in our particular text today, Jesus makes the point, when I am with you, there is cause for celebration. The great line we so often hear, whether to feast or to fast. And there is a time for feasting and a time for fasting. But the reading is here with us during the season of Lent, because we are reminded that this is a time for fasting. The time for feasting will come when we celebrate that Easter season with its climactic close, the outpouring of the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And so to fast or not to fast, certainly this is the time for us to prepare the way of the Lord, the time for us to prepare ourselves for that new life which we celebrate during the Easter season, for that gift of the Holy Spirit which we celebrate at the Feast of Pentecost. The question is not then so much whether to fast or not to fast, but what kind of fast is it that God asks of us to be particularly aware of during the season of Lent? Most often, I suspect that when we think of a Lenten fast, we think precisely of some of the things that Isaiah, or the Lord, repudiate, so that they have lived their lives of wickedness, and yet the time has come, and they fast, and they wonder why God does not hear them. And so the Lord asks the question, is this the kind of fast I wish? A day of penance? Bowing one head? Lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that a fast? In other words, are the flimsy kinds of things that we might do as forms of penance really able to count as the kind of fast that God asks of us as a manifestation of genuine repentance, true conversion, deepened mindfulness? Well, whether we have a question about it or not, Isaiah is quite clear and answers the question quite readily for us. It may not always be the answer we hope to hear, but Isaiah could not make God's wish for us more clear. This is the fast that I wish. And basically it comes down to what traditionally we have called the works of mercy, especially the corporal works of mercy, or what we find at another point in the Gospel of Matthew. I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. Here, Isaiah, with a courage and a boldness and a clarity, challenges each of us, especially those of us in those countries that have participated in what the administration in the United States has called the coalition of the willing. Such a misnomer. Those countries who have supported an unjustified and immoral war in Iraq, the source of tremendous violence, numbers of deaths, not to mention those who have been maimed, wounded for life, innocent people, all really in their own way, whether in the military or not, are innocent people. For more and more, we ourselves become aware of how duped in so many ways we have been, even in vacillation as to what might be right or not right. So it's helpful for us as we enter into the season of Lent, have this clarity, this statement from God through Isaiah the prophet. What God asks of us is justice, setting free the oppressed, sharing bread with the hungry, sheltering the homeless, clothing the naked, not turning our back on people. If indeed we hear these words of Isaiah the prophet, and we look at the policies of the government here, my own government in the United States, and we look at the neglect because of the billions that have been spent on war, at the neglect of our own people, at the concerns over immigration, at the neglect of education, of the homeless, of the poor, and we look at the direction that the country has taken, we stand under severe judgment. For the Lord indeed is saying, this is not what I desire. You have not followed my path. As the text from Isaiah begins today, thus says God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Tell my people of their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me and desire to know me as if what they are doing is just. But indeed, their fast is not what I desire. And so, we have just begun this self-reflective season of Lent given to us by the church for the sake of our own self-emptying and continuing conversion. Let us heed then some of these first words given to us by the church through the prophet Isaiah. This is indeed a time to fast, for God is not with us in these war adventures. God is not in them, and therefore we are called upon to fast, but not just with sackcloth, ashes, or a day of penance, but rather to ask ourselves, how can we turn around the direction that these nations have taken who have justified a preemptive strike when there was no justifiable reason for undertaking and unleashing a kind of violence that have inflicted millions of innocent people? What does the Lord ask of us? To act justly, to love with tenderness, and to stand humbly before God.